Hey, Mark, it's Rebecca. I'm calling you from Simone's phone this time because LA is kind of busy. I just wanted you to know. So I bought the outfit. I bought the hair. And here's the conundrum, though. Lavon has a $40 pair of snakeskin boots. So what I'm going to need you to probably do is either send Lamone, $40 or send LA $40 because we need these snakeskin boots. Okay. I love you.
Lights, camera, action. Morning, Mary Kate's. Morning, Ashley's. And everyone in between. Oh, sorry. Morning, Mary Kate's. Morning, Ashley's. And everyone in between. It's your number one, Rebecca. Just here to remind you, mommy loves you.
Your beard is as full as it's ever
As
been.
full as it's ever been, and it's going blonde. See, I told you she was my mother. Rachel Zoe is naturally brunette, and yet dyes her hair blonde. What does it look like? Brunette and blonde hair, does it not? But anyway, moving on. Yes, it was my birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I turned 29. Can you imagine? Everyone goes, "Oh, Rebecca, you're still a baby." I'm like, "What? I passed a kidney stone last week, which is a kidney stone."
Was it painful?
Very. Could you imagine someone like stabbing you in the kidney for no reason, but they're stabbing you from inside of you? It's the most horrid feeling. But anyway, I got a fake Chanel bag out of it. Relax, Mark didn't buy it. Some girl gave it to me. Oh wait, her name was Mona. So anyone who watches Pretty Little Liars, we all know about Mona. This cardigan, which is a fake Versace. And finally, the reason I love my outfit today is I'm paying tribute to Matthew Williamson's Givenchy. Because Matthew Williamson, as we all know and Mark doesn't, hails from Los Angeles and was the previous designer for Givenchy before Sarah Burton, who I have mixed feelings on. How have you been, Mark?
I've been great. Thank
Marky
you.
Mark.
I've been good.
You know, I finally realized that you're Marky Mark and I'm Kate Moss, and we're back in the ad, except this time you don't want to fuck me. Not the other way around. You notice in
Neither
the
of us want to fuck either of them.
Remember the Kate Moss ads though, the Kate Moss 90s Marky Mark ads where she's very obviously trying not to have sex with him. He's just like, yeah, Marky Mark. Except it's kind of the other way around, except I don't want to sleep with Mark either, but you take the skid out of Ro and it's The Ro, which we all know is
Yeah,
Kate and Ashley's designer
that
label,
was always
right?
interesting.
Currently valued at, I think, $4 billion, I think, market share. I'm not sure. All I know is they were a $1 billion brand, and this was in 2007, 2008, 2009. But where is my mind?
Interesting outfit, except for your blue shoes.
Well, they do clash, but you know, I love it because I feel like it represents Gaia, Mother Earth. You know,
Lift up your shoes and no, show us the side. No, a little higher.
Oh, you really wanna?
They're just like, if you had the means, you could.
If I had the knees, that's why I want to work out at Gold's for a week. Dude, I already spoke to them. We already have made an agreement. I spoke to Gold's. I swear to God, 2 weeks ago, I'm like, if Mark brings me in and pays for a fucking 1 week membership, and they're like, of course, Rebecca, we'd be honored.
They said that.
They said that. Well, front desk.
See, I don't want to fuck with my.
See, I worked at EOS, but I don't want to fuck with it either. So I'll ask
I have a
Harvey
nice
to
thing
do
going.
it. Hey, Mr. Levin, remember that one time you called Cosmo when you thought I was dead and asked for a quote? Cool. Can you please, please, pretty please, Daddy,
You can work out
get
with
me a
Harvey.
1 week long membership? That's Harvey Levin of TMZ, who works out with Mark every
He
morning.
doesn't work out with me, but
He doesn't work out with you.
He's
He works
working out
out
at the gym
around you,
when I'm there.
adjacent to you. Oh, now that you work out later in
No,
the day, of
Harvey and
course.
I are just minding our own business, and I think you being there would disrupt everything.
Well, I am known as the disruptor, and disruption was the ultimate term in business 4 years ago, back when COVID. Oh, you know, COVID is back.
It is.
It is. What is COVID? I don't know. I'm still
Somebody realized they
I know
had
what cancer is, kind of. I get swine flu, bird flu, mad cow disease. I understand cankles. Hell, I even get AIDS, but what is COVID?
Did you ever catch COVID?
I did twice.
Twice.
Nothing happened.
Yeah, no.
Nothing. I didn't feel a thing. I didn't even know I had COVID. It's just I went in for a routine fucking. Well, at the time I was STD testing just in case because I'd once almost been assaulted. Oh, by the way, remember that guy that called you? And you sent him all that money, and then he gave it to that girl or whatever, and then you sent the 40 the next
I
day.
mean, all that money is probably $40 or something.
It was 140 in total. But anyway, moving on. He claims to have slept with me, and I don't even remember his name, but I never slept with him. Here's the story. He invited me to his place like 4 years ago. Just when I had begun to know you, but you were only paying me $100 at the time, or like you were paying me chump change. Remember, you'd give me those $20 bills, and I'd feel like, ooh, I'm Rebecca, and I'd walk out and I'd flash them and I'd buy all
Did you
those.
get robbed?
No, I'd go across the street and buy all the ice cream and remember it. No, I never got robbed. Never happened. Not once.
Really?
Oh, Well, there was one time I gave a guy $20 for some methamphetamine and he walked away with it. I still know the guy. We are friends to this day. It's what you get for fucking up on Skid Row. But moving on. What were we saying? Mary-Kate and Ashley's a designer label. It's a row. $1,000 t-shirt. $2,000 Margot. But my dream is the $50,000 a row ex Damien Hirst Pills backpack. And they still have it at Just One Eye, which is a boutique. Right around where Rick Owens is. You know where the big Rick Owens store is? Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was his studio this whole time. And I walked in one day because I was smoking a cigarette. And we were talking about, remember how we talked about tar witchcraft before? So I was like thinking about Michel Lamy and thinking about tar witchcraft very intensely. And I went and left her a cigarette as a tribute on the wooden beam furniture outside. They didn't say a thing. But I'm like trying to get in and I felt literally window licker, Aphex Twin. Because I'm just like, literally started licking the glass. And the salespeople are like kikiing. And the first person I ever met on Mercer was a guy who worked at Rick Owens and Alexander Wang in tandem. And he had this awful fucking like big braid coming out of his head, which you could tell obviously that whoever the shopkeeper was thought was edgy. I pronounce it edgy at this point. What is that edge? Remember in the early 2000s, it's like, let's edgy marketing, edgy. Now it's disruption. Disruption is the new edgy, but did we ever find out what edgy was? Did we find out what disruption was? And finally, COVID?
Who I interviewed yesterday was a fly soldier from Island Boys.
Oh, so, my legs are, I mean, any wider? Any wider? Keep going.
He had crazy hair like you're
describing. Oh, yeah, my hair is disgusting at this point. It's literally the rat's nest of, well, I am an Olsen twin, so you don't know about their hair. We know about their hair. We know everything about the most beautiful girls in the world. No, seriously, though. Hey, Mary-Kate. Hey, Ashley. Real quick, just to sojourn for a second.
I'm really surprised that Mary-Kate and Ashley have not.
They don't interact with social media or on social media, but they're aware of who I am, Mark. I told you we met once in New York, right? I don't want to tell the story because it's very sacred to me, but yeah, that's why I'm obsessed with them, because we met and had that conversation. And it was very strenuous for me to have to finally agree with the fact that I could have not just a greater destiny, but the destiny, as in to be the one. That is very difficult. You know, I don't know if you know about what a Supreme is, Mark.
They should come in and do a talk with you.
Oh, yeah, they will. Sure, one day. One of these days, Mark. No, you don't know. We had a bet here, you and I. And I remember 3 years ago, you had an owl. We were at your studio downtown, and you go, I win. And I was like, are you sure? And you went, I win. You won't remember this. And I was like, okay, Mark. And 3 years later, we're still at a stalemate. I'm trying to see who wins here.
Wins what?
Master or Commander? Who wins?
Who, you or me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just documenting you.
I'm playing a long game here of chess. It's like literally you're the white knight and I'm the black queen, well, princess. And I'm really trying to see who wins here because I'm trying to bet it all on you.
Win what?
All the cards are in your deck and I don't even know all the cards in the deck. It's just a game I'm playing.
I mean, the attention game, you've won.
You're the queen of the game.
Stolen videos on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, stolen videos on TikTok.
I think you're bigger on TikTok with people that have stolen my content than you are on YouTube with me.
Yeah. No, I am. I'm bigger on TikTok because I'm Rebecca from TikTok. I don't have a TikTok. Oh, wait, I do. The one Alex, you and Alex follow my TikTok for some reason. I think it was one of the phones that I lost. Alex managed to get my account because we were filming TikToks together.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're following me on TikTok.
You have a TikTok account?
Yeah.
What is your, let me see.
Type in Rebecca Olsen 666.
I haven't opened TikTok in years.
Yeah, me neither.
So what do I look for?
Rebecca Olsen 666 and go to people. Or Rebecca Olsen Witch or Rebecca Olsen the Witch. I can't remember, something like that. But yeah, Rebecca Olsen 666 because that's my email. That's my everything. Girls, so much. All right, bitches. All right. Game over. Time out. We got it. Okay. Mark, you don't know what a Supreme is, do you?
Supreme of the...
No. A Supreme of a coven. No, not the brand.
I don't know.
Okay, cool. So how would I tell you or relate to you that I could be the Supreme? You know that whole saying in Freemasonry about the golden androgyne or whatever? Well, I was born with both male and female genitalia.
You were?
Yeah.
No, you
don't know about this?
I don't think you have female.
No, I was. I swear to God. And it's cheaper and easier to transition someone into a male because I already have the dick, right? So they literally covered over my pussy. No, true story. I swear, ask my mother. Ask my father.
I've seen your junk hanging out. on the street.
I mean, I know I have a dick mark, relax. But literally, I was born an androgyne. Like, you guys ever heard of the novel Middlesex? Exactly. Literally, Middlesex by Geoffrey Eugenie. And they went with a dick because they're, I mean, Middle Eastern.
So you're saying you were born...
I was born both, yeah.
Intersex or...
I was born intersex, yeah.
Hermaphrodite,
which I'm sure hermaphrodite or some, whatever
they fucking
call it.
Someone's going to be upset that I said that.
Yeah, no, good for you, honestly. Fucking...
You know what I find interesting is that the term for, what is it currently, transgender?
Yeah.
But it was...
How do you transition? How do you, like, surpass gender? You can't. So I don't even know what that term means, honestly.
I remember the very first trans person I interviewed, who I just found out passed away.
Rest her soul.
I titled it as transsexual, I think.
Yeah, and then it became
trans...
Honestly, I didn't even figure it out until I got to LA.
But it's like the term has changed over and over.
I don't have too many gay friends, let alone trans friends. The only trans girl I love is, I can't remember her name right now, but she she hosts Outside the Wild, which is a bar in West Hollywood, by the way, if you ever want to do that West Hollywood video, do you want to do it this Friday? We'll make a day of it.
West Very Hollywood?
Busy. Like the day that we were supposed to do, you know what I mean?
You want to do it at night?
You want to do it at night. Yeah, you want to do it at
night. It'd be more fun at night.
It'll be way more fun at night. What we do during the day, what people are brunching, there's no one there. Literally, it's dead until like 5 p.m. There is no one on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Friday night, I'll bring Diane.
We'll party with the boys on Sunday. And we'll remind everyone that it was my birthday. It's my party and I'll cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to who? But anyway, I did bring a gift. And because I have to... say that to show you how grateful I am. Oh, let me show you everything in my bag of tricks today. So, Rebecca Olson, what's in the bag? All right, wait. Okay. So, blood bandana, very important because I love the bloods. Children's leggings, I was going to turn into gloves. Purple underwear, just in case. Hideous neon green. Another pair of boxers. Two meth pipes. And finally, the pièce de résistance. You ever asked me what my favorite Madonna song was of all time?
I asked you that.
And I'd say Justify My Love,
but of
course.
That doesn't seem like something I would ask you.
You only see what your eyes want to see. How can life be what you want it to be? You're frozen when your heart...
It'd be fun to do a talk with you and Madonna, too.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She would die for me. I'm everything she ever wanted.
We won't talk about Madonna's personal life.
We won't talk about Madonna's personal life because I would literally kill myself because I missed the launch. Just the launch of Confessions 2.
Talk about your worship of Madonna.
She performed it at Mickey's. I would worship her, but no. That's my... So J-Lo once did a movie called Monster-in-Law. Like Mother-in-Law.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. I've started to figure some things out about... moving on. Yep. No. I love her. I love her. But worship? Strong word. Worship me. Worship Madonna. But I will not worship Madonna because Madonna will not be worshiping me. Neither would Mary-Kate and Ashley. And finally, Rachel Zoe did an interview with Laura Brown, currently of InStyle fame. And right at the end of the video, she goes, oh, a package came from Madonna, but we didn't like the wrapping, so we rewrapped it and sent it to her. You know, I met her. I met her because when I came here the second time to LA, remember I told you I met Paris Hilton?
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know if she'll remember this, Madge, but a couple of days later, we were like near her house and they were like, do you want to meet her? And I started crying and I just scream outside her house. I go, Madonna, can I come in for some macrobiotic? Please, I'm starving. Can I come in for some macrobiotic? As in macrobiotic food. She goes to the window and she's like, shut the fuck up. And then we left. My parents were so ashamed we never came back to LA.
Madonna told you to shut the fuck up?
Well, something like that. It was probably like, shut up. But, you know. You heard what happened to Jen Aniston?
No.
They broke into her house, so they shot her. Cover Vanity Fair, Stephen Klein. You know how Kim Kardashian got robbed? No. Dewey Kemsley got robbed?
No, I don't pay attention to this stuff.
Yeah, Jen Aniston. Yeah, I know. I cried. Because honestly, Jen or Angie, I'm Team Jen. I always have been, always will be. Sorry, I'm a witch. Not a person who... does aerobics on a jet ski. Lara Croft. No offense, Lara Croft. But one of us went to the Spen school and one of us decided to go to England to pursue political endeavors. Isn't that right, Mad Dix? Isn't that right, Zahra? And finally, Shiloh. You know what I'm talking about. It's Shiloh Jolie Pitt, not Shiloh Jolie. It doesn't sound right. So, SJP. Back to SJP. Why? Sarah Jessica Parker. Now, that's my goal right now. Is to somehow worm my way into her universe. Kind of, she kind of wormed her way into people thinking she was sexy or whatever.
Is she in New York or LA?
Yeah, she's definitely in New York. She's still filming on Just Like Thought, which is the new iteration of Sex and the City, the one where Big dies in the opening episode or whatever. But literally, the episode starts with he's like jerking off. Like, she's like, do you ever jerk off to me? Or something like that. Do you ever think of me or what? Because she's apparently a prude now. He goes, oh, baby. Later, he dies in the shower of a heart attack. And she can't save him. And she's crying. And I'm like, good, big riddance. Rosie O'Donnell is currently Cynthia Nixon's lover. Because Cynthia Nixon is officially a lesbian. Now Miranda's officially a lesbian now. Is that really important? Anyway, move on. So they went from Che, the androgynous kind of actress, Mary Diaz, I think her name was, who used to play on Grey's Anatomy, to Rosie O'Donnell. And that was in season 3, Summer in the City. That was the tagline. Anyway, but yeah. No, because I keep going back to her perfume ad because my alma mater is Catherine Deneuve. When Brigitte Bardot died, I loved her and I cried. And then I went, honestly, good riddance. In the world of Brigitte Bardot versus Catherine Deneuve, je choisis Catherine Deneuve. So I always go back to her Chanel No. 5 ads in reference to my inner goddess. Remember Whispered? Mystery? I love mystery. How do I lose it, people? I wish I could do it verbatim, but I always get the lines wrong.
Catherine Deneuve was probably the most
Catherine
beautiful.
Catherine Deneuve. She's still alive. Not was. She's still here.
Still.
Yeah, but she's doing these awful schlock fucking movies for money at this point. But she was in a movie called Mon Roi, which reminds me of who my husband is or whatever. But anyway, if Rachel Zoe's my mother, that's our mother. So that would make her my grandmother, which is safe to say. I think she's in her, if you're in, as old as you are, and Madonna's as old as she is. How old is she?
Catherine Deneuve?
Yeah. Can we actually play that video, or would we get...
No,
you can't. Yeah, we don't want to get demonetized or...
Catherine Deneuve, age.
Catherine Deneuve, age. Think you pronounce it correctly.
82.
82, I was just going to say 80s.
She looks good.
Perfect. You know my favorite movie of hers? Repulsion, which I remember I told you about earlier. But my second favorite, which I recently rewatched, is Mississippi Mermaid. But Repulsion.
She had a stroke in 2019.
I know.
Not good.
And I had a kidney stone.
Tell me about the kidney stone.
How
long were you in the hospital?
Okay, so I was supposed to originally only be in there for a day or two, but they wouldn't give me my fucking painkillers, so I assaulted a nurse very, very aggressively.
Why do you keep assaulting people?
Because.
You're violent.
I mean, if you don't give me my medication, I'm going to go insane. I'm in pain. So I split for the neck. So they put me on a 5150. I woke up at CMC Medical Center, Hawthorne. Shout out CMC Medical Center. Why? Because on my way out, the nurses pulled together $20 for Rebecca to get her some what?
Crystal meth.
Some who? Some where, why, and how. So I got high yesterday, but anyway, I'm sober today.
In the hospital?
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I got high in the hospital because my roommate had some. But I don't know what you think a hospital is.
Everybody's doing drugs.
What's the 80s all over again? Everybody is doing drugs, Omar, in all seriousness. I don't want to look outside at the assemblage of people that we have collected, but everybody's doing drugs, Mark. Everybody. Even the Pope. You heard about the Pope's rock and roll album?
No.
Well, the Pope came out with one. I haven't heard the music yet, but honestly, good riddance. Rest in peace. Anyway, that is all that is currently in Rebecca's fake Chanel bag. We'll tell you when she gets the real one. Again, a 2.55 classic caviar flat bag. That's all I want. Just your entry-level classic caviar. 2.55, though. Large, obviously, black. And then I want the shell bag from Spring 2012, which was valued at $40,000. I heard you can get it online for $2,000. And finally, the Chanel takeout bag from 08. Rest in peace, Karl Lagerfeld. You know Karl Lagerfeld died?
He did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Like maybe 2, 3, 4 years ago. I can't remember.
I didn't know that.
Because I literally, the first copy of Vogue I get in years is him on the cover and says, rest in peace. And for some reason, they chose Kendall Jenner as the model for the shoot that commemorated him. And all these designers made clothes. They could have gone with Karen Mulder, Linda Evangelista, Naomi Campbell. Hell, if they had even gone for Kate fucking Moss. Who did they go for? Kendall Jenner? Why? Because she was the last girl he picked? Well, guess who the last girl he actually picked was? Amelia Gray. Remember I told you the Stoner's daughter? Yeah, just before he died, he chose her. Amelia Gray doesn't know this. I know this. He liked her look. He was like, this girl, she's a bitch. I want her. True quote. Mm. I mean, quote me on that. Literally, I will lose my life on that quote. I know people who know him because I know people who know Virginie Viard. When I lived in London, right, true story, I was outside of Starbucks once wearing the most hideous outfit, pair of like hunter green shorts. No, like not even like this, but neon, right? And a gray pleated skirt, like a top, the most hideous outfit you'll ever see. And guess what I ran into? Her nanny, who also writes for the Chanel website every once in a while. So she does like the little articles, like the news articles. And this was before I was Rebecca. So back then, it was just my name. So she goes, what is your name? I love your style. And I'm like, excusez-moi? She's like, what do you mean, excusez-moi? I'm like, what, excusez-moi? What do you mean, parlez français? 10 minutes later, we're talking all this shit about Starbucks. And I go, mon nom est Ismaël Saoudi. Je le déteste. So she says to me, allons-y, cherchez votre nom, mec. Which is, come on, find your name, bro. I promptly walked out of the store crying. I'd never been read for phones by anyone in my life. But anyway, moving on.
When did you become Rebecca?
Honestly, San Jose.
How long before you met me?
How long before I met you? What year did I meet you?
Probably 2020.
2019 or 2018. Probably 2018.
Might have been 2019.
No, I think it would be 2018 because I was in San Jose in 2019. I was in San Jose in 2018.
And how did you come about choosing the word?
Okay, so I had Mary-Kate and Ashley's book. It's called Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen Influence. And I'm like, I need the name. What is my Olsen name? Go. Couldn't find it. Remember I told you I met that River Witch or whatever? Yeah, the Rothschild? Yeah, anyway. So I go back to her and I'm like, hey, can I have some meth? And she's like, sure. I take one hit. We're pouring over the book. And she goes, c'est quoi le nom? And I take one hit and I go, moi je sais le nom. I know the name. She's like, c'est quoi le nom? I'm like, Rebecca. She's like, oui, Rebecca. So she goes for 5 minutes. She goes, Olsen. Like, she's like hammering it into me. Like, she just won't stop saying it. So I'm like, it's like a call and response. I'm like, Olsen. She's like, Olsen, you haven't seen the new Suspiria, but if you guys have ever seen that scene where it's like Marcos, Blanc, Marcos, it's like Olsen.
Rebecca Olsen was born.
Well, Rebecca Olsen's the Zoe part came about the second I moved to LA. What, Anita? The Mothers of Darkness. Did I ever tell you that our initials spell your name out? It's never too late.
You're always into these like little signs.
MK, Mary Kate, Ashley, Rebecca, MARK, Mark. I didn't tell you this before.
No.
I didn't tell you this the first moment we met.
Did I tell you I didn't
remember
care?
That video I did very early on? You may not remember this. Very, very early on. When I said I was dumpster diving with Venusliana and some other girl.
I seem to remember something.
Yeah, like that. I was. I used to do the thing where I'd pretend they were there. So I was in the backseat of someone's car once and he bought me a pack of cigarettes. So I'm like, okay, I smoke one. I go, here you go, Mary-Kate. Here you go, Ashley. Or if I'd steal a phone, I wouldn't steal one phone. I'd steal three phones, break two, and keep one for myself. It's World War III, isn't it? Who will win? Who is the witch? Who is the bitch? And who's just a glitch in the Matrix? But see, the problem with human endeavor is I can never really understand the endeavor in question. Chris Cunningham, PlayStation, 1993. Chris Cunningham does all the Aphex Twin music videos. Because literally, as much as I love them, who will win the war? France, England, or America? I'm playing for France, duh. Well, mostly playing for Paris, but you know. Ashley has to play for America, and Mary-Kate has been delegated to England. Sorry. We pulled straws the day that I met. And we'll see. May the best woman win. Woman. Woman. Sorry, that's a bit of an inside joke here. But there's an MK video, and someone said, so the tagline for it is, my favorite MK video ever, and I'll show it to you when we're done here. So Mary-Kate goes, he's going to see this, right? She's referring to her husband. And she's throwing the salad at the Met Gala into the camera of who? Of Jack and Lazaro, who I told you previously are designing the Wayfair right now. She's like, he's going to see this, right? She's throwing the lettuce at the fucking camera. To mock who? May God have mercy on all our souls. May the best woman win. See you later, bitches. Oh, Libby's coming for the second one. Love you, sluts. XOXO. Dude, you owe him everything. Like, you wouldn't be. Anyway, so I just remembered something, you guys, and Mark very quickly reminded me because whose daughter were you? Did you interview? What was his name? Who's that?
Oh, the one of the singers in Color Me Bad.
And one of the singers in Color Me Bad reminds me of a story. Story time with Tweaker Monjo. So, when I was first living on Venice Beach, California, sleeping on the beach, not a care in the world, nobody knew my name, nobody knew who I was, I wasn't going anywhere in life.
What's in your beard?
Oh, milk. Milk. It's a long story. Have you ever seen The Possession? I was trying to recreate it for a second, and then I got carried away, and I'm like, Rebecca, smoke a cigarette and chill out. Okay, but anyway, back to the story. Mark.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Back to the story. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So, yeah. So, not a care in the world. Nobody knew who I was. Nobody was ever going to know who I was. When all of a sudden, this guy with, like, dreads down in here, right? It's like I want to say, like, a rhinoceros of a man. Just comes up and he's like, hey, you're cool. You want to come over? You want to hang out? I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you look cool. You want to come over? You want to hang out? I'm like, yeah, I want to hang out. Yeah, I'm cool. You know? Turns out that guy is none other than notorious 80s sensation Rockwell, whose dad owned Motown Records.
What was the song he did?
I always feel like somebody's watching me. But anyway, cut to 2 hours later, the most beautiful little, and I used to be into shorter guys at the time, most beautiful little shorter guy who went by Raider because he was from Las Vegas, right? Comes in and, see, this is where the conversation of witchcraft gets interesting because Rockwell was fucking some chick, right? Some Venice fucking trade hag who still lives there, by the way, and I still know, I can't remember her name. Not Mary, but another woman. Mary would never for some reason. Moving on. So this guy comes in, right? And he's like, hey, do you want to come to the bathroom with me? I'm like, of course. He's like, would you like a line of opium? I'm like, It's like, this is opium. I'm like, okay. So I did two lines. Cut to 5 minutes later. Hey, by the way, it might interest you to know, sir, that you just did a line of math. And I'm like, what? This is math? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. And by the way, you should use your powers, which, like, I've never been read like that, but it felt almost, like, violent, like, the way he said it. Like, use your powers, which, I'm cussing today, but anyway. So I ended up held hostage there for 2 days. Why? See, I cooked him a plate of pasta. I told you about my Italian future husband or whatever, so I'm really good at cooking pasta, right? And he fell so in love with it, he wouldn't let me go. And he's like, well, my name was Carmen at the time. So he's like, Carmen, you have to live with me. You have to become my private chef. I'm like, I don't know how to cook. This is like the only recipe I have. Please, please let me go. He's like, no, you have to. So he took me out for brunch. And we went straight back to his place where I proceeded to do way more math and kept trying to seduce Raider while he's getting it in with the other. I think her name actually is Mary, or I can't remember. All I know is she's like, I don't want to say Venice royalty, but like Venice Street royalty, you know what I mean? Like everyone knows her. Cut to 2 days later. How did I sneak out? Oh, Rockwell, I'm just going to go buy a Pookie, okay? He's like, wait, really? They sell Pookies out here? I'm like, yeah, Rockwell, they sell them on the street. I'm just going to go buy a Pookie, okay? You give me some shit? He's like, yeah, sure. And then I hightailed it. And then 6 weeks later, I came back from the valley because I got lost in the valley, obviously. I got high and ran for the hills, and I'm doing the Mulholland Drive thing. Oh, did I tell you guys how I actually spent my birthday, by the way? Oh, is that camera on? I don't see the light.
Oh, it's not. I'm sorry.
No, it's not. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. But anyway, I don't think you use that angle too much when you're cutting, right? Okay. This is just more for details and...
I think the drive got full.
The drive got full. Yeah. Wow, Rebecca. Wow, Rebecca. Look at you, Rebecca.
You're my assistant, Rebecca.
I am your assistant, Rebecca. But anyway, so 6 weeks later, I ran back to him, obviously needing some more. And he's like, oh, look who comes by. You got that Pookie, nigga? And I'm like, yeah, and it's loaded, motherfucker. So he smoked out, and he's like, hey... You ever think of modeling? I'm like, Rockwell, I know where this is going. He's like, do you ever think of modeling, though? I'm like, Rockwell, I know where this is going. Because he's, like, totally twacked out of his mind. Like, he was like, schizophrenic isn't the word because I don't like to use that term against people who I know aren't that way. They're just, the industry is nuts. I don't imagine what he would have seen because I think the Jackson 5 were signed to Motown, I presume. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. Exactly. So, obviously, he's been in those rooms. Those rooms. Make Diddy look like a saint. People forget that Justin Bieber started up under Diddy. Now, I don't want to diddle a fiddle about some words or whatever, but nobody looked at Justin when all those rumors were coming out. Guys, Rebecca knows some shit. Moving on.
So that was the first time you tried meth?
That was technically the second, because the first time I tried meth, right, Diablo was smoking everyone out except me because everyone hated Rebecca. They still do, by the way, down in Venice. I mean, Venice. See, I hate people say Venice. You know, the people say Venice and people say Venice. Exactly. If you say Venice, you should take a pound of arsenic.
People hate you?
Fucking
on the street?
People hate me on the street.
They're envious that you have so much attention and love.
No. They just don't know who I am genuinely, and they hate me. They just genuinely, there are people who don't know who
I am.
Well,
you can be annoying sometimes.
I can be annoying sometimes, such as I would say earlier when I decided to come back for no reason. But, you know, I heard you say my name, and I was like, ooh, kismet.
No, we were talking. Noelle saw you in the window. She said, here comes Rebecca.
Yeah. There's Rebecca, yeah. You know, I came back because I wanted you to know that I love you and I'm not just here to milk you for the cow that you think you are, even though you're always dressed in white. You know, it always endears me that you're wearing a white t-shirt because Mary-Kate and Ashley obviously started out with their plain white t-shirt. And so every time I come in here, it's like a homecoming for me. Because anytime I see that t-shirt, I'm reminded that that's how...
I don't always wear a white t-shirt.
You always... Well, sometimes you'll be in gray, but almost always on your best days, you'll wear white. And I know you're going to laugh at this, but obviously I'm very serious about those two. Can you ask me questions about them and me? Not literal questions, but more philosophical questions, like how do I feel about so-and-so or what? Can you ask me something more abstract in relation to those two?
About Mary-Kate and Ethel?
Yeah, go ahead, please. Not personal, not like things I did with them, but more how I feel about them or how I feel about their appearance.
What is it about their personalities?
Witchcraft. Continue, next question. Continue, next question, please, that's too easy.
Do you think they're
I know they are.
They're getting better with
age?
I
think, no. I think, honestly, the more that they further into, I don't want to use the word age, but obviously, I mean, they're literally 11 years older than me. Literally. I think the problem, and I've seen it in the clothing, is things have become a tad, you know, I was saying blasé earlier? I would use the word spot. Like what? You know, you always get a moment in any relationship where you doubt why you're doing this. And I saw it when Ashley dyed her hair after she had her baby. You know, her baby's name is Otto, right? O-T-T-O as in O to O. You know how ashamed I am that I wasn't at her wedding? Like, not that it was my place to be there, because, I mean, at my wedding, I would expect them both to be there eventually. But if I wasn't at Mary-Kate's, then I wasn't at Ashley's. But I was so ashamed because I had to find out from a fucking Us Weekly that my sister gets married to Louis Eisner, who, well, here's the funny joke. When you take the initials, again, I'm obsessed with acronyms, sorry, CIA shit, of Mary-Kate's first husband, O.S., Olivier Sarkozy, and tap in L.E., Louis Eisner, I see you looking away. What does it spell? Lose. It does. L-O-S-E. Louis Eisner, L.E. Olivier Sarkozy, O.S.
You look for hidden meanings in all kinds of...
Hidden meanings? What is a subliminal? And what is the sublimated? What is sublimation? And what is simply sublime? What is decadence? And who committed the crime? And who made the very first move? Who made...
When you first saw Mary-Kate and Ashley, was it something visual that you saw?
I knew it. Yeah. No, it wasn't even something visual. So first thing I noticed, obviously, was their hair was down here. So I was like, witch, okay, great. And I saw them from the back. And then it was, ironically enough, Ashley who turned around the first. I would have expected Mary-Kate. And I've never frozen in my life. Remember that one time where I came in and I did nothing? Remember when you came downtown and Diane first came? Remember when she was wearing those snakeskin DKNY shoes? And I seemed like I froze, but I was still saying words. No, Mark, I froze. And I know in advertising, especially, or in photography, but explicitly fashion photography, there's always expected to be a photo with a teardrop coming out of one eye. And that teardrop fell from my left eye, which would have been Mary-Kate's eye, not Ashley's eye, but it usually falls out of the right eye, correct? So it fell out of the left eye, one pure teardrop. And that's how I knew, like, it was predestined, because the thing was
earlier, I said I'm surprised they haven't decided to do a talk with you, but now I realize
they don't do media.
Now I realize
they haven't done media since Dual
Star. They're probably afraid of you.
No, they're not afraid of me. I'm afraid of them.
You come off as a stalker.
I'm afraid of them. No, I don't know a thing about them other than key details about their life. I wish I was a stalker. If I was a stalker, I would have found them by now, and things would have been fine. No. See, in 2024, in 2022, I had it placed that we would meet in public. It would be a scandal. And from there was a bit of a thing in the, you would call it programming, I would call it matrix. We live on different levels of awareness of these things. I'm going to flash one of these real quick. There was a whole thing that was placed, and then we reunite with the mother reunites with her mother, because my whole thing is reuniting Rachel with her real mother, who I may have mentioned earlier, may have not, moving on. That's my whole thing, honestly. I love Rachel as a mom more than anything, and I love my mother, but my mother needs to know that she has a mother that loves her more than anything, and that is the reason for her entire modus operandi. Because her mother and her fell off, I'd say, around the same time. However, me and Mary-Kate and Ashley fell off of society around the same time, because, as I've mentioned many times before, sure, I have all this internet fame. I can walk down Melrose Place. I can walk down Santa Monica Boulevard. I can walk down Main Street down here, and people scream my name. However, I have no one in life. And luckily enough, they have their inner circle. See, when I was in San Jose, they came out of nowhere, right, with the only footage we have found of them speaking to people, aside from speeches, at the Council of Fashion Designers of America Awards, where they have won every award. every. I don't think there is one for children's wear, but the last W that showed up, for some reason, was an issue from 2023, I think, and they're just shooting their children's wear on some basic kids, and like it came out of nowhere. This was 6 months ago. I was at the Little Tokyo branch of the library, public library, you know, where it says Little Tokyo branch, and it was just sitting there. Like, it was just sitting there on a table. And I go, ooh, W Magazine. And so I already had a stack of magazines because I wanted to keep up with what was going on. It was Billie Eilish and Kim Kardashian and them.
Is that how you keep up with current events? And
No. I don't keep up with current events. I don't know anything that's been going on in the last, honestly, 2026. I know nothing other than a few fashion shows, other than the Chanel shows, of course, and the Louis Vuitton shows, and Prada. That's all I know. I literally have no clue as to who the next It Girl is. All I know is Whitney Peak is still a thing, which is kind of... Someone said this about Nicole Kidman to me the other day. She's like, shouldn't we retire her? And I'm like, but I see your point, but don't say that. So real quick, back to that Balenciaga show I once mentioned, which your daughter should have watched because they have the look. They look Russian. So I'm so obsessed with them. They look Russian, and I am Russian.
My daughters?
I swear I'm Russian. If I'm one thing, I am Muscovite.
Alex and Livy were just here.
And oh, did they leave?
They left, yeah.
Oh, I was trying to catch Alex.
Oh, you didn't talk to her?
I missed. I was smoking a cigarette and freaking dousing myself with milk and doing the possession. Oh, God, and then I missed them. Well, I'll be back on Friday anyway, and we're going to do that whole thing, so they should come along for it, too, if they want to, tell there's a trepidation because of... Honestly, when me and Livy were chilling, remember that day where I was like, oh, let's go to Venice Beach or whatever and chill with Kate? She was having a fucking meltdown over coming to Stockholm with you. Which, did I ever tell you that I was supposed to move to Sweden?
No.
Yeah, my dad was originally going to send me to Sweden because there was a woman, right, a feminist in Egypt, who used to post nudes on the internet because she thought it was feminist, and then went to Sweden to join Femin. Remember Femin? The women was it? Yeah. Oh, so you do know a thing or two. Interesting how selective your knowledge is, Mr. Leita. But we'll talk about that later. You notice I've never referenced that part of it.
See you later.
The only thing that gives me in a wild crocodile, but the only thing that gives me hope is your last name. It's like, later, later, we'll meet them later. Because now it's like, we have reached the point of plan B. There was a plan A. There was a Generation Alpha. There was all those notorious CIA mind control experiments. And there was Lyndon B. Johnson and the shooting of President Kennedy and all these things that were literally pre-written. And it was fine. And in walks this guy and fucks an entire system up to the point that our current president, by the way, was not written in the agenda. No, I know this. I read the elements of it that I needed to. He was not written. So how could he win twice if the system itself had said that he didn't even exist? And the answer is money, 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 money. If I find a boy one night to dine on my fine fin and haddock, I just adore him asking for more, but my heart belongs to daddy. Well, father. You're more like father. Anything else?
No.
No, good. You sure? I mean, you don't want to...
No, you're sharp today. I like it.
I'm sharp today. I like that. Oh, you don't like sharp? You don't want more sharpness?
No,
you
I love
want
it.
More mess?
Don't I like it when you're semi-sober.
So, semi-sober. Semi.
Semi-clean.
Semi-clean, semi-sober. I did shower this morning. Actually, showered for you and everything because I thought you were coming down.
You did.
Everyone
shower?
Wanted you to come down. Yeah. Oh, goddess. You know he's gonna break up with his girlfriend today, and it's like his girlfriend, right? Her name is Carrie, and she is. Well, she was a stunner until obviously he got through with her. Anyway, I don't want to be rude because he's been good to me, but yeah, he's gonna break up with her today. And her dad used to work on the Reagan campaign, like supervising the Reagan campaign.
Tell him to call me and I'll cash app.
Yeah, why not? When I see him, if I do, if not, boohoo. XOXO. Gossip.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Mike.